This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I did see somebody, I believe, on the Twitch say, hey, are we going to get some Forgiveness Friday today? I'm going to squeeze in some Forgiveness Friday at 12:40-ish after we talk with Dave Raymond today, because I think Kelsey Plum might need to ask for a little bit of forgiveness.
Okay.
If you haven't seen what she's done. Maybe we talk a little more WNBA there, a little Sophie Cunningham and how she's... did y'all talk about that at all yesterday? This is taking over my timelines, dude.
It has. It's everywhere you look. There was another Sophie Cunningham story that popped off a while back, pretty recently actually, that did not generate quite as much.
I still don't understand why that didn't. She was evidently with the GM,
kind of a big deal
GM
there.
I don't know. She was playing for.
Might have been a false report. Who knows?
Maybe so.
Maybe we were all just getting ball sacked on that one.
Allegedly.
If you want to get ball sacked, no, I'm just kidding. But my G bag guys are going to be out. Just got to let you know. You know, just this is some housekeeping here, Corey. Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 I-35, just past the George Bush Toll Road. Get on out there. See him. Okay. Brian's going to be really upset if you don't go up to him personally and say hello, introduce yourself, and ask him all the football questions.
Okay. So last time y'all were out there, one of my very close friends went out there and sent me a picture from there. Did he happen to say hi to y'all while he was there?
No, I don't
So
recall.
He just sent me a selfie in front of y'all and was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to talk to your friends, is what he was saying.
There are so many people that I do know and I've seen. Cause
I got the picture. I'll show you.
We're out at the Ranger games, and I see people like taking a picture. Like, dude, just come over.
Yeah,
say hello.
It's
like,
okay.
It's okay.
Now, this guy also is a pickleballer.
Oh, so he was into it.
Like, he, at one of these tournaments last year, he finished number one in the country. The one that we had Dirk at a while back.
He
won that one. Like, he is a serious competitive. I played baseball with him in high school. Great dude. But he loves the G-Bag Nation, too. He always tells me, my favorite show. I'm like, come on. I've known you since I was a freshman in high school.
That's how you know he's a good friend.
Yeah, that he'll tell me the truth.
Honesty. Yep.
And that's all we're really asking. We do have Carter Freeman joining us today.
What's up, guys?
Sounds like he has a little post-nasal drip happening right here.
Got that drip.
Right. What's going on, dude? You got a little allergy action?
Yeah.
You got COVID?
The sleep. I don't think it's COVID.
Okay.
Can you get COVID anymore?
I don't know how that works.
Not sure.
I think you'd still get it.
I got it a couple years ago,
okay.
You know, post-vaccine and everything. And I was like, I think, what are we doing here?
Stuck with you this long, huh?
Yep. Because I got it OG back in like May of 2020,
and
that was not fun. I was like, once was enough. And the second time wasn't as bad, but still, I was like, let's get away with this. But just some nasal drip. That's it.
We just lost an orca at SeaWorld.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shamu? I'm sorry. I don't want to like just break in here.
Hold on. Hit the breaking news sounder if we have it available, Alec.
This is sad.
This is a very concerning situation. This is in San Antonio.
This is in San Antonio. 8-year-old beloved orca whale, Camilla, has passed away.
Oh. Thank you, Lucy. I really appreciate this.
Lost a good one.
We did. They've announced this is an incredibly difficult time for our SeaWorld family, especially those who worked closely with her. We are grateful for the support of our community as we remember and honor Camilla together, according to SeaWorld officials.
They didn't ask for to respect her privacy during this time, so that means it happened naturally. It wasn't suicide. I feel like.
I don't think it was.
Well, gosh, orcas live 50 to 90 years.
She was ill.
In the wild, though. I don't know about in captivity.
Yep.
How does an orca get sick?
I don't know. She was apparently receiving around-the-clock treatment, and there were tireless efforts from animal care and vets around the area, but unfortunately, she succumbed to her illness. I don't know what the illness was, but Rest in peace, Camia or Camia.
Thank you for that update, Zach, and I appreciate you keeping track of these kinds of
Thank
stories.
Thank you. I'm not trying to stop down the show with it. I felt it was pretty pressing.
Part of the show.
It is.
It is more than, you don't stop this show down.
I love you.
This train keeps rolling. It is at 9:42 tonight, Carter. It is going to be officially summertime from the 817, Summer of Nookie. So they say they're going to, that's their plan this summer. I think Alec texted that one in. So he's ready to start his summer tonight.
We haven't brought back Limp Bizkit like we need to. You know, we left him behind, you know, Bush's first term and W's first term. What and, you know, maybe we just need to bring him back.
All right, guys. The reason we do have Carter joining us is because, as Kevin often says, he knows more about college football than any of us. That's why I'm just going to continue to believe.
It's a bold claim.
I know that Zach watches all the college football for the players because he's like, I need to know if they're going to go to the NFL.
Yeah.
Carter watches for the storylines. That's his version of soap operas. So what I found is the top 10 most unbreakable records in all of college football. And some of these, I'll be honest, I didn't know they existed. I was like, oh, I didn't know that dude had that record still, just because there's so many guys that come through college football. You talk about the numbers and the percentages and how drastically it drops down to like 230 dudes at the end of a football season. It's pretty wild. Number 10 is Nick Saban. No upsetting Nick Saban. Nick Saban won a slew of games against nationally ranked teams during his career, 104 to be exact. But his streak of beating the teams he was supposed to beat during his 17 seasons at Alabama was unmatched. The Crimson Tide won 100 consecutive games against unranked foes under Saban and went 14 years without losing a game to an unranked opponent. If you were supposed to win,
they won.
Nick Saban won.
And you hear that and you think, how is that number 10? Like, to win that many games? I know you're Alabama and you expect to beat unranked teams, but it's college football and you're dealing with kids a lot of the time. Like, that level of machine is insanity, and it's only number 10 on this list. But then some of the ones we're going to get to, you can see why. But still, especially now with how much players move teams, mm-hmm. coaches move teams, even more so than they used to, that I don't think anyone's going to get anywhere close to that streak.
The he was 24-0 against former assistants. So anybody that had ever coached for him, then
was
they came along.
Was it Jimbo at Alabama? At A&M?
At A&M. And then later that year, he lost to Kirby Smart in the national title game.
And that's when he called it quits.
And then Lane Kiffin got him, right? Or did he not? That was the replacement.
Yes.
What amazes me about Nick Saban's tenure is how immediate it seemed the success was at Alabama. Mm-hmm. He goes from Miami and then just like turns it on and then says, I'm not looking back for the next 20 years.
Except in this entry, it mentions the loss to an unranked team
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
University of Louisiana Monroe in 2007.
Yeah.
So Alabama was like 7-5 in his first year, but then they were 12-1
like
in his second.
Like John Parker Wilson at quarterback.
Yes, national champion in his third year. So like it had happened really fast, but that 2007 season we all like to forget because they lost to ULM and a bunch of other teams.
I think the thing too is if you establish that quickly though, that we're hitting the recruiting trail. The only way that we can change this is we got to get our recruits in here. Then you just keep churning the way that he did. I don't know how much he gets that credit. how much those guys that were doing the scouting, the high school scouting, get that credit too, because they brought in the best.
Well, Saban gets the credit because those guys left.
And he sold them.
He kept bringing in guys who did it over and over and over, and then he beat the guys who left, right? Like, that's all Saban.
Man, there's some... A.J. McCarron has an awesome story that he's podcasting now, and he's talking about when Lane Kiffin was at Tennessee. He left Bama, of course. He goes to Tennessee. They camped out in front of his house, and they wake up one morning, they knock on his door, and he had like 30 minutes, an hour conversation with the entire offensive coaching staff. Saban calls him. He's like, hey, AJ, what's up? How's it going? He's like, man, just talk to the entire Tennessee offensive coaching staff. He's like, what the hell? He calls one of the Alabama assistant coaches that he supposedly had staking out AJ McCarron's house so that no other teams could come and talk to him, and apparently the coach was at the wrong house the entire time.
Wow.
He's like, Coach, what are you talking about? I've been here. I'm looking at the house. Nobody's been here. He's like, well, the hell you are.
Yeah.
And he realized I was at the wrong house. But these are the type of things Nick Saban was doing behind the scenes to make sure nobody came to touch his players.
Pretty genius. Pretty genius. Number nine, the wizardry of Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes and Baker Mayfield, Oklahoma versus Texas Tech, had a massive shootout game, 66-59.
Never forget watching this. As an OU fan, I never felt like worried they were going to lose because no one could stop either of these offenses.
Oh no, it was amazing to watch. And to be quite honest, there were times when the Texas Tech defense got through that I was like, "How did that even happen?" And they were just like, "It's because we're putting the ball downfield." Mahomes was playing through a separated shoulder and a fractured wrist, which should have told every scout back then this is going to be a dude. He set an FBS record with 819 yards of total offense, 52 of 88,
wow.
734 wow. yards and 5 touchdowns, also rushed for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. Baker Mayfield only threw for 545 yards and 7 touchdowns.
What a scrub.
And I believe Mahomes tied the all-time single-game passing record. He didn't set it. He tied it. It was Luke Falk at Washington State under Mike Leach set it against, I want to say, UCLA in maybe 2012, 2013. And the fact that of all the crazy stats from that particular game, Mahomes tied. He got the same passing yards as the record instead of, you know, right next to it or right above it. That's the one that sticks with me.
Marcus Allen in 1981, his senior year, did things that Barry Sanders never accomplished. He rushed for more than 200 yards in 8 of 11 games, finished with 2,342 yards on his way to getting the Heisman. But the thing that really stood out this season, with 5 straight 200-yard games, a streak that is now 44 years old. 5 straight games wow. of 200-plus rushing yards, which is wild to me, considering Adrian Peterson yeah. and some of these other guys that
Ashton
have gone
Gentry
on to break
last
records.
Year, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, Derrick Henry a decade ago, right? Like, there have been players that have had amazing rushing seasons, but I guess the 200 to start a season, no one's gotten close to it.
I watched this happen, number 7, Antonio Perkins. I remember seeing this live.
Why do they keep kicking to him?
He did the unfathomable in 2003 when he became the first player in NCAA history to score on 3 returns in a game. 84, 74, and 65-yard touchdowns. Yes. 59-24 over UCLA. And it was. You're right. Why did they keep... At some point, they should have gone, no, we'll just throw an incompletion instead of giving this guy the ball.
Man.
It doesn't make any sense at all. But I remember watching it, and I was like, this dude right now is absolutely on fire. And I thought, he's going to go to the NFL, and he's going to be the next Dante Hall. And
the human joystick.
That didn't quite happen, but even still, it was nice to see. Derek Thomas's sack parade, finishing with 27 sacks in 1988, 39 tackles for loss.
So he's double-dipping with the NFL single-game sack record and the most in a single season in college football.
Terrell Suggs has the, quote, official okay. NCAA sack record at 24, but that is obviously 3 less than Derek Thomas's 27.
Crazy.
Throwing it to the wrong team. Not all records are enshrined in trophy cases. Florida quarterback John Reeves threw an NCAA record 9 interceptions in a loss to Auburn in 1969.
On 66 passing attempts, too. I'm amazed in 1969 they let a quarterback throw that. Not only, you know, after so many interceptions, keep letting him throw, but 66 passes.
That is insane. And they only scored 38 points.
That's yeah. crazy.
How bad was Auburn that you
get 9 interceptions,
picks,
you get the ball 9 extra times,
and
only get 38 points to win that game.
That's ridiculous. 69.
Yes, it is. That is, was it? I think it was 88. 71. 69. No, it was 69.
Was it?
Yep. He said it.
Make up your mind.
I don't
know.
There
was a 69 in there somewhere.
Oklahoma's Wishbone Onslaught, 1971. Barry Switzer was as an offensive coordinator. Yeah. Oklahoma averaged 472.4 rushing yards per game.
That is unbelievable.
Yep.
Good night.
That is unreal.
That is insane.
45 points a game. The only game that particular season they lost was one of the games of the century to Nebraska, who went on to win the national title. And they'll say that those two teams, when they played, those are two of the best, you know, top 10 teams in the history of the sport. Jeez. And at that time, only, you know, one of them could win. So, but yeah, four, like almost 500 rushing yards a game. And I wonder, I need to go look up how many passing yards they averaged to balance it out. They averaged, you know, 500 yards of offense a game, but only 25 of them were passing, right? So it'd be something
why,
like
why
that.
Why throw the ball? You don't need to.
No team in the last 30 years has reached even 400 yards, which is even crazier. And did both teams run the triple option back then? Was that Tom Osborne was like, you know what, we're running it too, or is that Frank Solich only? I can't remember how Nebraska was rocking back in.
Well, in the 70s, it was all rushing. I don't know if it was Wishbone or triple option, how exactly they were doing it, but it would have been some variation of that.
Number three, Florida State's top five finishes. Bobby Bowden, who we had on the show, who said, I always tried to get close to the players' mamas. because I wanted to let them know that I was going to be their dad for the next few years.
Yep.
He had an amazing run from 1987 to 2000, which was, it was exceptional with Florida State. They seemed like the powerhouse of all sports. 34-year career, Florida State, two national championships, and he put Florida State on the map for football. 14 straight top five finishes. Pete Carroll had some dominant teams at USC.
Right.
Seven straight top five finishes. Oklahoma's Bud Wilkinson, they also had a run there as well. And Alabama won six national titles under Saban, but not the same streak of top five finishes that Bobby Bowden had. 14 straight.
And the 90s, too, were, it was really the decade of Florida in college football, because Miami won at the beginning of the decade. And
Florida
I guess
won
it was the
2000s.
Florida won in 2000 or in 96, and then Florida State 93 and 99. Yeah, like, it was wild how all of the Power Five teams from Florida were good in that decade. But Florida State's is obviously the most impressive of all of that.
Barry Sanders' magical season, 2,628 yards, was challenged last season by Ashton Jeanty, but fell just a little bit short. Sanders' total came in just 11 games. Jeanty played in 14. So what a significant thing by him.
And I'm glad they mentioned that, because the Sanders single season rushing record could be broken. Like, we saw that last year where because players are playing more games. So if if a player like Jeanty plays for like an Ohio State or a Texas or someone who goes even further into the playoff, like, that's just more games. It's like in the NFL, where do we count the single season receiving record or the passing records because they get an extra game? Well, we do, right? So the Barry Sanders rushing record could be broken if Jeanty got that close last year, but it's what they say, his average of 238 rushing yards per game. That's untouchable.
And then finally, this is the one that I think that you say will never be broken,
because nobody's gotten anywhere close to
Oklahoma
it.
Sooners winning 47 consecutive games, a streak that began in 53 and lasted most of five seasons, producing back-to-back national championships in 55 and 56. Oklahoma held its opponents to single digits in 35 of 47 games and had 22 shutouts. What?
Yeah.
They just weren't scoring on that team.
No, that's a run that will never, ever be broke, especially now in the transfer portal era. An NIL, it's not happening.
You've seen USC get, you know, up to around 30 wins in a row in the early 2000s. Same with Miami. And then here it says Toledo won 35 straight from 1969 to 1971. But that's still 12 less than the OU record. And OU under Bud Wilkinson won 30 in a row in the late 1940s as well. Mm. So just that the run that Wilkinson had will never even come close to being replicated.
Great stuff there, Carter Freeman. Thank you for jumping in, even though you're not feeling well today.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. We're you know, fighting through it.
All right, we'll see you next time. This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.